I start each day with a good mood and a high purpose. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with instant illumination. I start each day with a good mood and a high purpose. Now, what does it mean to have a good mood and a high purpose? Good question, isn't it? Mm-hmm. What does it mean to have a good mood and a high purpose? Well, a good mood is something that we establish ourselves. That's our attitude. What is your attitude about life? What is your attitude about the things that you're doing? Is your attitude happy and sound, and is your attitude basically harmonious? Or is your attitude one of manipulation and control of your circumstances and the people around you? And that's what most people are. And what is your high purpose? One of my students in prison wrote about his daughter and son. And his son got relationshiped, not married, but relationshiped at about 18. And he had a baby. And then he got unrelationshiped, and the girl kept the baby for now, and so forth. And then, now it's several years later, and the daughter, who has just turned 18, didn't have a relationship, but has a baby. And so they just seem to want to be baby producers. Now, there's nothing wrong with having babies, although it would seem that one would like to make a little more preparation for them than just to have them. Babies are not like puppy dogs and cats, but even those you have to take care of. When you're going to be gone for the day, you got to have someone take care of the cat, someone take care of the dog, to feed them and take them out to do their duty and whatever. And just imagine what it is with a baby. Did any of you ever have a baby? Did any of you ever raise a baby? Well, I know my son, my wife was quite busy raising him, and I was not at home all the time helping her, but she was quite busy. She had her hands full. And I'm sure she did all that was necessary and tried to fit in a few of her own things, but it didn't always work. But having a baby is worse than having a dog or a cat. Because a baby, you got to change their diapers. You can't just put them out and let them do it outside. Some mothers do that, perhaps, but you know, take care of them. Now, how do we teach our children, our family, our friends, our neighbors, our world high purpose? We were thinking about our neighbor who is a minister, who is in church. He is the most Christian, high-sounding man you could ever imagine. And he's excellent, excellent minister. But then at home, he has a different attitude about himself. He has an attitude of flippancy and devil-may-care. And that attitude is saying that, what is his real attitude? Is his real attitude what we say about most people who go to church on Sunday? On Sunday, they're all good, behaving people in church, but during the week, they forget. Well, now, is he one of those people? Or are we one of those people for seeing it? Are we one of those people for observing it? Well, what is the thing that we should do when we see a minister who is not weekdays and Sundays the same? What do we do when we see another person who is not weekdays and Sundays the same? What do we do when we see people having babies and they have no preparation for taking care of them, and they have no ability to make enough money to feed them, and so the government has to come in and help feed them, which is all right. These are just things that we have built up in our world. But the family, or if there's a family, the family that has children and takes care of them and is a loving unit, and the children are always watched over by a brother or sister or by their parents, or they're always taken care of, and they always feel there's someone there for them, that's a real family of love and of joy. But when that's not the case, then the high purpose of having a family is not there. Some women just like to have kids to have a kid, which is fine. Some men would like to have a kid just to have a kid because they think raising a kid is lots of fun. They think, really, they think that it's just wonderful. Brian Taylor, he was like that. He had a daughter, and he thought raising that daughter was just wonderful. But what did he do? He chose to go on drugs. And he brought the drugs in his home where his daughter was. And his daughter was just fine, you know, she wasn't touched by it. But nonetheless, he was exposing her to that type of people and that type of circumstance, and that was not a very nice thing to do. And so then, here he is, he has the privilege of raising his daughter, he has the privilege of saying, I love her more than anything in the world, I would do anything for her, and he went back to prison. He went back to prison for drugs, and now he's in there for an indefinite length of time. Maybe it's three times, three strikes, you're out sort of thing. Maybe he's going to be there in 25 years. Well, meanwhile, his daughter is going to grow up, and his daughter is going to say, gee, I had a dad one time who said he loved me and said he wanted to be with me, but he couldn't keep his habits under control so that he could be with me. That's tough. That's really tough. And Roger is the same way. He said he was coming home because his kids were the most important thing in the world, and we offered him a job here at the ranch, and then he went to see his wife, who he was divorced from, and she just cold-shouldered him, and the kids didn't really know their dad. He'd been away so long, and he felt, ah, what's the use? And he went back onto drugs again and went back to prison. Now, we have other people that we've been working with in prison, too. We read about a letter from one of them just yesterday. He was coming along so fine. He got a parole, and he was up in San Luis Obispo, and he went to get a car fixed that he was working on, and he was late coming back, and so his parole officer, he was late reporting in. And the parole officer says, sorry, that's the way that goes. If you are doing that, then you have no regard for your parole. You're going back to prison. So he's now back in prison. Then he got out. He finished his parole violation, and he violated again. He was told he was supposed to be with a halfway house for a period of time, and he didn't like the halfway house, so he didn't show up. So he went back to prison, which was better than the halfway house. Well, now, that's most interesting. But you see, what we do, I start each day with a good mood and a high purpose. And what is our high purpose? What is our good mood? Our good mood is that I am number one. Our good mood is that I am in charge of my body and my life and my affairs. My high purpose is I live according to the rules of society. I'm harmonious with the society in which I live. And that's a great thing to do. So, if you're harmonious with the society in which you live, then that means you do the things that are required of you by the society. And if you don't do that, then of course you pay the penalty. And this goes for a person, whether they are innocent babes, or whether they are adults, or whether they are convicted criminals, you know, it doesn't matter. So, what is it that would help us to have a good mood and a high purpose? Well, first, we have a good mood by saying, I like me. And when we say, I like me, we're putting that cause in motion. Well, Herb, you sure spent a lot of time talking about the other sort of stuff. Yes, that's true. That's true, I did. Now, are you ready to hear the other? If you're ready to hear the other, then let go of that other stuff. Okay, what's your good mood? How do you develop your good mood? Well, you say, I like me. But what if you've done these other things? Stop. Say, I like me. Change your attitude. Change your way. Change whatever it is that led you down the wrong path and start going the right path. Now, one of our students, a very exquisite student, was charmed by Dennis the Menace's little cartoon. And Dennis the Menace was talking to the minister of church and said to the minister, you know, Pastor, you said that if I am bad, if I do certain things, I will have horns on my head. And if I'm good, I'll have wings. And then the little boy said, is there any way I can have both? Because he wanted both. Now, you see, that's the way humanity is. They want to do things that are not in keeping with society and still not get blamed for it. They want to be thought of as a tough hombre, you know, a real stark person. And they also want to be thought of as a law-abiding citizen. Well, you can't do both. You can't do both. You can't act as though you're going to live your own world and do your own life. But Herb, you said be yourself and have fun. I said, that's right. You've got to be yourself. Now, who are you? Are you a person who wants to live in Switzerland? Are you a person who wants to live in Switzerland and live under the laws of the Swiss government? Do you want to live in Europe under the Euro program that they have there? Do you want to live, or do you want to live in the United States where they have the dollar and where they have other types of programs? Or do you want to live in Africa? Where do you want to live? Where do you want to live that lets you be the type of person you are and have fun? Now, you'll find that the world is getting smaller and smaller and smaller. Because all over the world, because of the intercourse the world has with itself, the same rules, the same values are being brought up in every country. We are interested in the rights of humanity in every nation, whether the nation is giving those rights to its people or not. And we will not do commerce with them if they do not have the people's rights. And if they hire little children, 7, 8, 9, 10, and put them to work in sweat factories, you understand? This is something that the United States, as a nation and as a culture, does not approve of anymore. We used to do that too. But we grew out of that. We realized that that was not the proper thing to do. But now we're trying to tell the rest of the world that our values are should be worldwide. Now, many countries in the world are accepting that and agreeing to that, and many are not. So, if you want to do things that are out of line with world cultures and world, go wherever the country is that'll do it. There's the Borneo people had headhunting, and that was not a very acceptable thing to do, you know, but that's what happened there. Now, could the government of the world go in there and say, you can't do that? That's just like saying that you can't eat pork, you know. To them, it didn't make any difference. The enemy was not human. The enemy was, they may marry the enemy's daughters, you know, but the thing is they were not human to the enemy. And that's just the way we are. We are the same way. We say we're having a war against Japan or Germany or whoever, Russia, and in the process we go and shoot the Russians and shoot the Japanese and shoot the Germans, and we don't think a thing about it. And while we don't desecrate the bodies by chopping off the heads and things like that, in olden days they did. But the thing is, to go out and cause the death of people just because they're contrary to our philosophy is quite a statement, quite an action. So, what sort of a good mood and what sort of a high purpose is going to lead us in our life? Being yourself and having fun. If you are, well, just for instance, if you're a mercenary is a person who likes battles and likes fights. You hire yourself out to the country that will hire you to go out and fight a battle for them. But at the same time, you have to become a citizen of that country. Because if you're not a citizen of that country, you have no right to go and fight their battle. And this made it quite different. You know, what happens to those who join the Foreign Legion? They join the French Foreign Legion. What do they do? They become a citizen of France. They cannot be in the Foreign Legion unless they're a citizen of France, because they have to be dedicated to the French government, dedicated to the French rule, and absolutely subservient to the French rules, the French orders, you know. So if you're going to want to do that sort of thing, you have to turn yourself over. Now, is turning over your freedom so that you can fight like that enough, or would you rather do it, be yourself and have fun some other way? Whatever way you want to find to be yourself and have fun, there's a doorway for you to have it. But in the same light, you have to look for it. Because if you're brought up in a country that doesn't practice those things, then the people look down upon it. They look down upon it very much. And they put you in prison and they shoot you. And they do all sorts of things if you violate the rules of any civilized nation or uncivilized nation. Now, we could reiterate hundreds of different ideas of other cultures being different from one another and say that some are good and some are bad. But none are good or none are bad. They are the culture that these people have established for themselves for whatever reason they established it. Now, will one day all cultures have a similar aspect to it? Perhaps. Does it matter? All that matters is that we live harmonious with our culture. We live 100% liking ourselves and liking the world in which we are. And when we say, I am an American, or I am a Swiss, or I am a German, whatever you say of yourself, be the best. If you say I'm a Christian, be the best Christian. If you say I'm a Catholic, be a good Catholic. If you say I'm a Jew, be a good Jew. If you say I'm whatever you are, be good. But remember, there will be teachers and there will be teachers. But the basic teaching of Christianity is always the same. The basic teaching of Judaism is always the same. And the basic teachings of Islam is always the same. But many of the followers of Islam have taken little parts out of the teachings and have made a fetish out of it. And that fetish is allowing them to be cruel and mean and hateful. And that's not acceptable for the rest of the world. We have an opportunity to have a good mood and a high purpose each day. And the good mood and high purpose each day comes by our choice. Now, what choice do you want to make for yourself? Do you want to make the mood and purpose for yourself one that is going to be hurtful or destructive or limiting to others? Or do you want to create your mood as one that is pure harmony, pure love, absolute unconditional love?
Yes.
And if that's what you want, then that means you've got to stop reading the newspapers, stop watching television, stop associating yourself with people in the world who think that that's what people want to learn. Number one, we said before, a very small percentage of the people of the world are troublemakers, yet they get all the press. A large percentage of the people of the world are good people, and they get very little press, if any. So, think about it. What is it you want? How do you want to act? How do you want to live? And how do you want to be? We can have illustrations gazoo about people who are not doing it correctly. But there are illustrations beyond kazoo of people who are doing it correctly and living a happy, healthy, fulfilled life. Have a wonderful day with your instant illumination and realize that the day has just begun for you. I love you, I love you, I love you.